Ladies and gentlemen, flying us to beautiful Adelaide today, we have Captain Phil Tocknell assisting him in the flight deck. His first officer, Nigel Long, and your wonderful crew members today. From the front, we have Peter. In the middle, Kelly. Once again, my name is Sarah. We are here to make your flight to Adelaide as quick and comfortable as possible. The crew are now going to show you some of the safety features of the aircraft, and even if you have travelled before, we would appreciate your full attention. The safety instruction card located in the seat pocket shows the brace position and contains the vital information on what you should do in the unlikely event of an emergency. Please take the time to read it before we set off. Your seatbelt should now be fastened low and tight around your hips. To fasten the belt, push the two metal ends together until they click. To adjust, pull the straps until tight and to release the strap on the buckle like this. The cabin will be pressurised during the flight, however, if oxygen is required, masks like these will drop automatically from the unit above your head. Immediately remove the mask from the retainer and pull the mask firmly down towards you to start the flow of oxygen. Place it over your nose and mouth, secure with strap and continue to breathe normally. It is important that you fit your own mask first before helping other people, and oxygen will flow through the mask even though the bag may not inflate. Life jackets are located under your seat in a pouch. If required, you will need to retrieve the life jacket and remove it from its plastic bag. Slip the jacket over your head, pass the tape around your waist and clip the two ends together. To tighten, pull this strap. Once outside the aircraft, inflate the life jacket by pulling on these toggles, and for further inflation, blow into these mouthpieces. There is a light and a whistle for attracting attention. Infant and spare adult life jackets are carried on board and will be distributed by cabin crew if required. There are six emergency exits in an Embraer 190, the crew are now point out. There are two doors at the front of the aircraft, two exits over the wings and two doors at the rear. Please note your nearest exit, remembering it could be behind you. In an emergency, the exits can be found by following the strip lighting mounted on the floor along the aisle. When the seatbelt sign is illuminated, you must remain seated with your seatbelt fastened, and this is a non-smoking flight. It is a federal offence to smoke at any time on board the aircraft, including the toilets, which are fitted with sensitive smoke alarms. In preparation for our takeoff, please now ensure your seatbelt is fastened, your seatback must be upright, with the armrest down and your tray tables folded away. Please check now all hand baggage has been put away securely, as both the aisles and exits must be kept completely clear. If you do have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to ask. All we do ask of you now, though, is to sit back, relax, and let us take care of your in-flight requirements to beautiful Adelaide. Thank you. precincts for takeoff. Ladies and gentlemen, while the seatbelt signs are still on, I'd just like to take a few moments to give you some information regarding the service they will be offering on your flight today. In your seat pocket, you will find a copy of our in-flight menu called Delicious, that lists all the food and drink available for you to purchase, or you will be coming through the cabin very shortly to take your order. Also in your seat pocket, you should find a copy of our in-flight magazine called Voyage. That tells to take off the aircraft today, and it does have a feature on in-flight health, which we do recommend you read. When the captain turns off the seatbelt signs, you'll then be able to use electronic equipment on board. Mobile phones, however, can only be turned on if flight mode has been selected prior to takeoff. In the meantime, if there's anything that I or any member of the crew can do to make things more enjoyable for you, please just ask, and we will certainly do our very best to help.